How often have you cried out, "It's not fair"? I think I do this every day. And sometimes I'm right on, and sometimes I'm dead wrong. When we experience an injustice in society, we seek justice from the justice system. And it's the right thing to do. As Christians too, we believe that justice is a divine quality, and that God is just. However, in the religious realm, when we have done something wrong, when we have committed an injustice, we don't seek God's justice when we come before God. We actually seek God's mercy. Here then is the dichotomy, that we know God to be just, but we expect to be treated with mercy. As a psalmist would say, "If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, who could survive? If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, who would survive?" If God treated us sinners in the same way that the justice system treats offenders, what would the confessional look like? In the Judeo-Christian tradition, God is known to be both just and merciful. But where do God's justice and mercy meet? How do they meet? The parable of the generous vineyard owner in today's gospel reading is an answer to that question. Just to recall, in the parable, the vineyard owner invites laborers to work in his vineyard at various times during the day, and then pays them all the same wage. This causes the ones who came first to grumble. But this also causes Jesus to say, "Are you envious because I'm generous?" So in my 3 points today, I want to address the issue of God's justice, God's mercy, God's generosity. And here are my 3 points for today. First, the last will be first. To understand the connection between justice and mercy, we must begin with the moral of the parable that Jesus proposes at the end of the parable. He says, "Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." So what's really going on over here? You see, Jesus was accused of associating with disreputable people. And it's an accusation that Jesus never defended himself against. In fact, he says, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." The so-called religious people in Jesus' time thought, like many of us do, that God and heaven are for the righteous. Now, when Matthew was writing the gospel, there was another social issue, an ecclesial issue at play. The problem between the Jewish and the Gentile Christians, especially the Jewish Christians feeling that they were the ones who first received the covenant, and so the Gentile people need to follow the same path. So Matthew was trying to address the issue of his time as well. However, let's return back to the parable. As I said, the so-called religious people in Jesus' time thought that God and heaven are for the righteous. Now, Jesus takes that and turns it on its head. In the parable, by giving equal wages to those who came in the end, the vineyard owner was not denying the righteous people their due. In fact, they got what the landowner settled for. In this, God is just. However, by giving the same wage to those who came later, he was also being merciful. Through the parable then, Jesus was giving a very simple lesson, that God is accessible to the righteous and the sinner, the Jew and the Gentile. However, the righteous people began to take offense at Jesus for showing mercy toward those who in their thinking did not deserve it. But as Isaiah says in today's first reading, God does not think like us. And honestly, thank God, isn't it? For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways and my thoughts above your thoughts. And what does this mean for us? I think it means that we religious people, like we who go for Mass every Sunday, we receive communion, if not, we watch live stream, we go to confession all the time. We are good people. We pray the rosary. We religious people should avoid the temptation that the Pharisees and the scribes fell into. The temptation to control how God acts in the world. Today's readings teach us not to play God. God is both just and merciful. And those we consider unworthy also have a chance at eternity. I still have not answered my first question, though. Where do justice and mercy meet? That's my second point. In Christianity, where is it that justice and mercy meet? And we find the answer at the end of the parable of the generous vineyard owner. When the people who came first grumbled against the owner because the people who came last received the same wages as them, the owner said, "Are you envious that I'm generous?" So the answer to the question, where do justice and mercy meet? The answer is in the word generous. Those who came early in the vineyard got their just reward, whereas those who came late to the vineyard experienced God's mercy. Both justice and mercy flow from the generosity of God. Both the righteous and sinners, the first and the last, the Jew and the Gentile, can expect eternal reward because of God's generosity. So here then is the most important point being made in the parable, that salvation is not something we earn. Salvation and eternity are God's generous gift to us. Salvation is not accomplished by us. Salvation has already been accomplished for us by Jesus Christ, in whom justice and mercy meet in a perfect divine balance. So try it this week. And I really mean that. Try it this week. I'm going to try it with you. Every person, every issue, every situation, view them with Christ's generous, just, and merciful heart. Thirdly, in light of God's generosity, God's justice, and God's mercy, there is an exhortation in today's second reading which becomes very important. Paul says to his listeners, he says, conduct yourself in a way worthy of the gospel. Conduct yourselves in a way worthy of the gospel. Now, we who are familiar with the generosity of God
And we who constantly seek out God's mercy must now conduct ourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we indeed conducted ourselves in a way worthy of the gospel, if we indeed conducted ourselves with the generosity, the justice, and the mercy that Jesus highlights in the parable, folks, it has implications for our church and our world. Because the church's mission is to mirror the mission of Jesus Christ. And if in Jesus we experience the generosity, the justice, and the mercy of God, then the mission of the church is to mirror the gospel of Jesus Christ. I think this is what Pope Francis was referring to when he said towards the beginning of his pontificate, the church is a hospital for sinners and not a museum for saints. These days, we're inclined to look at issues in our society through ideological and partisan lenses. Whether it is life and death issues, whether it is capital punishment, whether it is racism, whether it is immigration, whether it is the economy, gun violence, climate change and environment, the pandemic, or even the church, we are a people tearing each other apart. However, if we conducted ourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ, if we evaluated these very issues with the eyes of the gospel of Jesus Christ, if we looked at people associated with these issues from the perspective of God's generosity, God's justice, and God's mercy, then I believe that we would be having a very different conversation. A church and society based on the generosity, the justice, and the mercy of God would look very different than the structures, the institutions, and the nation we have built for ourselves today. Every Eucharist is an experience of the generosity, of the justice, and the mercy of God. When we came for Mass this morning, we stood before God, right, all of us. And what did we claim? We said that we are a community of sinners. And that is why at the beginning of Mass, we begin by saying, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We do not say, now God, go ahead and be just. That's not what we say. Rather, we say, Lord, have mercy. Now, God could condemn us, but God has mercy upon us. The Christian community leaves every Eucharist as a reconciled community, having experienced the generosity and the just mercy of God. So as we leave church today, folks, be sure to proclaim that God is just. But let's also make the mercy of God go viral, because we conduct ourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. People of God said,